This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, voicemail lady. This is Michael, and we have Jim Kelly on the call, Monterey Sims, and Mark Cohen. Did I miss anybody? Okay. So in a nutshell, I'm recording this because I was going to provide an overview of the thoughts and the agenda in preparing for the Fall 2017 Data Summit. This is the breakout program, so not the general or plenary part of the program, which starts on Wednesday and goes through the morning on Thursday. I am speaking specifically about the breakout part of the program, which starts after lunch on Thursday. That is in the attachment I had sent out over the list. I'm also going to post this on the PESC website so everybody has it, but it identifies pretty much everything for EdExchange in draft until we all come to agreement. But there's some communications I want to do in outreach for certain parts of the program, and that's where I want us to try to come to agreement on. Okay, let's jump right in. So the breakout starts at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Toronto. It's going to be an EdExchange introduction and overview. So I keep calling this sort of the community meeting. We're going to have probably 30 Canadian folks that have probably never been to a PESC meeting. So they're very interested in EdExchange. There's a lot of development going on in Canada. They're looking for solutions. They're looking for ideas. I thought this was the perfect time to do an introduction and overview. And, Mark, I've pulled several of the presentations you've done in the past. And so I'm going to pull together a new session and synthesize it and pull all the good stuff that you did. And I'll share that with you.
Great, thank you.
To start so that you can review that. Because that's kind of how I want to open the session. But I'll get into that in a second. I want to go over the breakouts first. But that would be the reason why it's an EdExchange introduction and overview. We're going to have a lot of new people. Since California folks can't make it in person, I put it at 1:30, so it's 10:30 for them. You know, they've been dialing in. It's 8 a.m., 7 a.m. for so long, I didn't feel comfortable in pushing the burden onto them. The flip side of it, though, is the folks from Europe might find that 7:30 is too late to dial in. But that's okay because we have the EdExchange demo posted on the PESC website. And so I've been directing them to look at it as a way to start and get themselves familiar. But if we get European folks at 7:30, that's wonderful. If not, we'll catch them the next time. EdExchange goes up against the Academic Credentialing Task Force, and that'll be run by Joellen and Alex in a separate room. And then the Jason Task Force will be meeting, Michael Morris and his team. And so the way I try to structure it is that, you know, you have a heavy technology session, Jason, which isn't attractive to everybody, honestly. The techies, we'll probably get 10 people in that session. Academic credentialing will be big, but I think the EdExchange overview is going to be the biggest. And so that's why I scheduled it, so that folks don't try to feel, you know, it's not so competitive. We're not big enough to repeat sessions so that, you know, when you go to ACRO, you have multiple choices on certain days, and it's a fabulous program. Someday we'll be ACRO, and we'll have multiple sessions, but right now we don't. We break, and then from 3:30 to 5:30 is the second slot. So the EdExchange user group, Common Data Services, the group, this group that usually meets today, that's our meeting time, also the steering committee's meeting time, and that's going to go against the geocode work group. So that's the work group, the folks doing the work. And Jim Kelly, I know that introduces a conflict because you're on, you know, both steering committees, but this is the best I can do. I can look at it again, but now it's a shell game. When I move one thing, the ripple effect causes problems down the road. So to just put an asterisk next to that, that I understand you have a conflict, and several of you will as well. And then the standards development group is the third group. And that's the Change Control Board and Technical Advisory Board, Christy and Michael and Susan. And they meet regularly. They don't need web and phone. And so they can – and they'll probably be 5 to 8 people in that meeting. Geocode work group might be, you know, 15 to 20. In the EdExchange user group, I'm hoping there's more people that now want to get more involved. For Friday, then, EdExchange has no meetings and no time. We're going to be discussing the diploma supplement. I'm not going to go into depth about that. But then AcroSpeedy meets on that morning. The second time slot is then the Canadian PESC user group, which I scheduled at the end so that it's sort of a closing. Now all the folks that attended from Canada come to the last session and say, what did you think? What did you learn? Because we don't do a closing general session. But this can be a place for them to feel comfortable. The Geocode community call is scheduled at that time, too. And it's scheduled in the morning because I'm trying to attract the folks from Europe. So 10:45 would be 4:15, 4:45 there. It's much more convenient for them to dial in. And then Acro Speedy continues to meet. And Monterey, the Speedy folks know this, right? And they've seen the schedule?
I'm not sure. Have you given it to Sue or I can make sure she gets it. We have a call on Tuesday.
Oh, cool. Yeah, would you please?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been sending it. I didn't send it to Susan specifically. It's been in the program that's been posted for, you know, a month, but that doesn't mean that people have seen it. I understand that.
Okay.
So you could do that. That'd be fabulous.
Okay.
Because if the times don't work, you know, then I have to, you know, look at the shell game again and switch things around. But, you know, it's nice. You know, we have 4 or 5 weeks, so.
Great.
Okay, so then let's back up to the first slot, which is the EdExchange introduction and overview piece of it. And this is all written down, so you folks don't have to remember it. It's in the attachment I sent to you, and it's also going to be posted on the website. But the way I'm going to write it...
Joining the meeting.
This is how I'd like folks to hear about it. So I'm also going to ask our summit committee to look at this session description so that if someone had no idea what EdExchange was, would this session description make sense to them? Hi, who just joined?
Hey, Michael, this is Jack Weber from Credentials.
Hey,
sorry, I'm late.
Mr. Weber, how are you?
I'm late.
That's okay. We have Jim Kelly on the line, Monterey Sims, Mark Cohen, you, and me. And the phone line is being recorded because I was doing an overview of the agenda for the summit. So in case you missed anything, you can listen to the recording and hear everything that everybody heard.
Thank you.
But you're just in time, and this is in the handout I attached, Jack, but you don't have to have it open in front of you because I'm going to walk you through it. So the first breakout session for EdExchange is on Thursday afternoon, October 26th, from 1:30 to 3. It's the EdExchange Introduction and Overview. Remember, we're going to have a number of new Canadians there that have never been to PESC or really might have never heard about EdExchange. So this is the general overview and introduction, and then I'm sneaking a few words in there to see if it strikes any interest. The Neutral Data Exchange Platform. Again, this is right off the website, so we're keeping our language consistent. For digital data and documents and a lookup service, application platform as a service. I can delete that if folks think that's too technical. Designed as a peer-to-peer network, providing a secure, reliable, and direct connection between users, avoiding file-based technologies. The reason I wanted to keep avoiding file-based technologies is because the Canadians were very interested in to make sure that no data from Canada is going to be stored on property in the United States. There's a very specific law, and EdExchange is perfect because no student data is housed on EdExchange. It's housed at the sources, which will then communicate. So we want to make sure that gets out there. But again, if you folks want to change the description or anything, Mark, if you want to beef it up or add stuff that I forgot, please, you know, this is a draft. So we have an hour and a half, and so I thought we would do the welcome and introductions with Mark and Tuan. If I believe Tuan will be there, but Mark, you and I will run the meeting as chair. So we'll do welcome and introductions and have everybody introduce themselves. And then I just put Michael in steering committee because I didn't know what else to put, but we can put whomever we want to list there. The overview presentation of EdExchange, 20 minutes. So this is where I was going to take presentations that Mark has done in the past and pull the good stuff out of them, prepare a new presentation, share it around, see if it's, you know, what we want to do and what we want to say, like any presentation, and that we'll show that. And then we would show the webinar that we've already recorded. You know, we thought about this, that we wanted to do, show how you sign up on EdExchange and also show it in process. And we have the webinar. So this is perfect because Sam's not going to be there himself, and James won't be there. But we already have a webinar recorded, so we can show that. I don't think it's going to take 30 minutes, but I thought that was a very important thing, is to have an introduction, an overview, have a presentation, and then see how California and Parchment are using it. And then just talk a little bit about what's planned next. Nothing specific, but just remember, we'll have a lot of new people, so to keep them interested and get into a really robust Q&A. The next slot would then be from 3:30 to 5:30. This would be the EdExchange Common Data Services Task Force User Group, today's meeting group. So the full group and the steering committee. So it's the both groups comprised of past members convened for their regular working meetings to advance and progress the action items and overall project. And this is where I wanted to – now I'm starting to put the, some of the things more in place. So, again, we'll do quick welcome and introductions just in case there are new people. And, Mark, this is where you and I need to figure out who takes what. But do the normal technical update that we normally do, right? Isn't that the first thing we do?
Right.
Then we talk about pilots?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then I say at 4 p.m. specific, because I'm communicating with Scott, the head of Infinity, and I want them to dial in at 4 p.m. sharp and just give us a transition update. You know, I want to keep the communications open. I want them to feel that they're just not reporting to me, that they're reporting to a community-based group. They've been wonderful. But, again, I just think that that's something we should normally do. And then at 4:30, conference call with the Aperio, whether they can make it or not, I'm not sure, but that'll be the time that we talk about open source. And I'm trying to communicate with Ian. I owe him a few things. But if we can't get Ian to dial in, because that would be 9:30 p.m. in London, which might not be bad for him. Ian's wonderful. But if he can't, then we'll talk about open source then. And then we'll talk about administration. And then I'll give a little bit of a global update on what I gleaned from the Erasmus Without Papers conference that I just got back from last night in Brussels. MREX, which is the project of data exchange under Erasmus, with several countries in Europe, including Norway and Italy and Poland. And also I was at the blockchain conference in Groningen last month and can talk a little bit about that and where the intersection of blockchain and EdExchange might be. And then have the steering committee meet, and I think the steering committee can meet, but it can be an open meeting, meaning that the steering committee talks, and if folks want to talk, they can jump in, but it's a steering committee agenda, and we talk about next steps. And what did I want to fill that 30 minutes with? For the steering committee, I know folks are going to have a lot of questions, but I just wanted to put this on the map. Is it possible that we start talking and outlining what it means, what's the definition of implementation, and put a plan together and outline some thoughts, some conflicts, put something on paper, challenges, whatever it might be, but that by the spring summit in Washington, and I'm zeroing on dates right now, we probably have May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th here in Washington, finalize the implementation plan in draft, whatever that is, figure out what the administrivia is, whatever that is, and then define launch, whatever that is, and then by next fall, and we're looking at San Francisco in the middle of October, is to do whatever we defined we said we were going to do. So those were all my thoughts in a nutshell about preparing for the summit. Again, this was in the email that I sent out to everybody. It's in draft. I wanted to hear back from everybody on what they thought. Monterey and Mark had already seen a prior version of the agenda as we were on call last week. So they gave me some feedback.
That sounds good.
We jump in, Mark, I just had a question. Would this be a good time for me to stop the recording so that people can hear just the overview? Or do you want to jump in and have them hear some of the discussion?
On your call, was there more general content we want to cover?
I gave kind of my full overview, and I think that covered everything. And now I think you wanted to jump in and have questions.
No, I think that's really good. I was going to jump in with something else.
Oh. Is it related to anything I said?
No, I think you covered it well.
Anybody have questions, or do you want some time to respond by email?
Well, I just wanted to say, Michael, that when we're having that final 30-minute steering committee next steps, I would love to hear, and or maybe it's during the pilot updates, but I would love to hear more about some of the benefits that they've seen through the pilots, maybe some ROI type of stuff that I can use to leverage for trying to get this back moving at my university. I'm trying to work up an ROI right now. We have a new president, and he's very, ROI-driven type of guy. So I'm crunching some numbers myself, and I'll be happy to share what I've projected to be my ROI. But if there's anyone that has actual returns that they can share and benefits, that would be really helpful, I think, for those of us that aren't quite there yet.
Sure. And Monterey, if I can ask, I know you mentioned that there was a little bit of a transition there. Is the project now in sort of a hold status, or is it still green light?
Well, it's basically with the new it was still green light, but then we have a new president, and our provost is gone now, who was my biggest supporter, which just happened like 2 weeks ago. So we've been having a lot of very rapid organizational change and restructuring. And so now it's come down to what is the bottom line, that what is the return on investment for the university. So I had already projected what our increase in my original proposal might be for trading partners and those types of things. So I'm going to look at already at what I saved through electronic transmission today and then project out what savings might be. But it would be great to hear from others, you know, any realized things that I might not be thinking of.
And just to be specific, you're not looking for statistics on generic electronic exchange because you're already doing electronic exchange. You're looking for a cost benefit specifically about at exchange.
Yeah, and, you know, I also kind of want to hear from others. In my mind, not only would EdExchange open up an increase in trading partners, but I'm hoping it will open up an increase in the exchange of actual transcript data, not just PDFs. But that doesn't necessarily, I mean, that might just be my thinking, because I do realize it's a directory server. So it opens up the world to us of other potential partners, but it doesn't mean they're going to provide me data. So I would kind of like to know what others think about that. Do they think that with EdExchange it's going to open up more actual data exchange, or is it just going to open up more electronic exchange?
Well, that's certainly the hope. I don't know if we can, you know, we can say that for sure. Parchment in California might have more to say about it, but I certainly...
Well, we just did a survey with Acro, you know, and PDF is still predominantly the major type of document being exchanged. And I think PESC is a really good community for us to collaborate on how can we change that. How can we change that to be, you know, because I think the service providers have a lot of influence over that, and perhaps we can all put our heads together and figure out how to increase the exchange of data.
Monterey, did you I read the survey results, of course. You know, I clicked on it fast when I was in Brussels, but I didn't pick up if they were just talking about the PDF scanned image or if they were talking about PDF with the XML baked in. I thought
scanned
it was
image.
That scanned image was predominant and growing.
Yep.
That's unfortunate.
I know.
It's because it's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
it's easy, but it's expensive.
If we remove the barriers for institutions and everyone can all the service providers can create data to be exchanged, I think if we can at least start that conversation and people start to see the benefit of the automation they can create within their institutions, it would be
I think. I think you're on the right track there. Benefit is where it's at. It's the status quo, and if there's not a reason to change, change isn't going to happen. So it's really about benefit, about where's the gain, and I think that's where the message has to be.
Yeah, and so I think if we start talking about within our work group the benefits we're seeing and the benefits we're projecting, and how we're kind of calculating our ROI, we can keep developing that message and massaging it and getting it out as we're talking about at Exchange.
Yeah. Marjorie, I had some ideas, but I didn't want to bog down the agenda. Maybe I'll catch up with you offline.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Yep. No, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there, I think. What else? Anything else?
That looks good.
So are folks okay, because now I want to socialize this with Infinity and with Aperio to make sure that, they're going to dial in during our meeting time, not to hold their feet to the fire, but, we have to start becoming more formal as the process becomes more real, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Anything else? It's not your last chance, but you can always respond by email or give me a buzz or whatever.
No, I think it's a good agenda, and I look forward to working with you on your reviewing the slides and working with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, well, I have so many, so many decks of slides from presentations, you and we have done, so I'm going to, pull the best of them together, and I'm actually going to share it with the summit committee, because it's all Canadian representatives, and they've been fabulous. They've been giving me a lot of pointers, and making fun of the way I write the date, of course.
Michael, kind of on a related but separate note, Speedy submitted a placeholder for an EdExchange session for AcroTech 2018. So that's something we can, as a committee, talk about as that gets closer. I realize it's a ways off, but.
Yeah. No, it's not a ways off. I've been looking at that thing. The date, I think, is coming soon, the deadline.
Yep. So it's in there, just so you rest assured that we did that.
Cool. And while we're talking about that, don't forget the Acro webinar on the geocode. Fabulous.
Yeah.
October 11th, 2 p.m. You can get that from the PESC website or from Acro, and it's a free webinar. Okay, Mark, I just wanted to make sure that I, went through the agenda and everything, but it seems like at least we have a firm draft. So I think I can let go and we can move on. What did you have?
Oh, underlay, I just had gotten a message from James Whetstone. He was asking whether there was a meeting because it fell off his calendar. When I was looking at the calendar invite, I see that for both the steering committee and the work group, the invite list is the steering committee members. So part of the reason we have less people calling in, perhaps, is not being on the invite.
Oh, okay. Let me look and see. What invites might he be talking about and whether if I'm the administrator on them or not?
Yeah, I think you are. But when we replaced the call number, a new invite went out and the old one got canceled and with the call in information.
Okay, so I'll take that. I'll look at the EdExchange invites.
But that's all I had. I actually have another call that started at 8:30 that I need to jump over to.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll touch base with you anyway, and we get some time to get that presentation together.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay, yeah, look forward to seeing the slides, and let me know if you need anything for that.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Leaving the meeting.
Mark.
Anybody have anything else?
No, but, Jack, for some reason I don't have your correct email address.
Which one do you have?
I don't know.
The old .com?
Probably.
It's Weber2.
I got a bounce back when I emailed you and Tom the other day.
Ah. Yeah, we moved the sales and management team over to a .net site several years ago. So I'm at Weber2, just W-E-B-E-R-2, at credentialsolutions.net. And Tom is McKechnie1, of course, at credentialsolutions.net. That's an inside joke. Never mind.
In Monterey, one little tip. I made the mistake of only putting one S, credential solutions, because my brain only put one S. And now it always drops down in my email. I don't know how to get rid of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got two S's there in the middle.
Make sure there are two S's in the middle.
And there's no space between.
No.
Okay.
No dots.
I'm going to update my address book.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you. We just got a weird invoice, so I just was I did email Tom though.
Did his go through?
His went through. His old one went through. I think.
That's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he responded.
Well, he is number one. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, why can't you make both yours work? I'm kidding.
Well, last reminder for folks, so next Thursday is the Ed Exchange Steering Committee. So we can go over this stuff again. We can talk, you know, and change, update the agenda, do whatever we want. So it's another chance for us to socialize it. But I'll take care of the Ed Exchange invite stuff.
And I should have some of my preliminary ROI calculations done by then, and I can bounce them against the group and see if I'm absolutely cuckoo.
Okay, cool.
All right.
All righty then. Have a good day. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys. Sorry I was late.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Leaving the meeting.